You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So this weekend, and this is difficult to talk about, Mahoney was almost violently mauled to death by a dog.
So we got up early over the weekend, my wife and I, and we haven't been getting up like super early recently, but we woke up at 5 a.m.
Just naturally, just ready to go?
Naturally, and I woke up and, you know, feeling pretty good. And my wife's like, you want to go for a walk? And I'm like, you know, I've been kind of lazy recently. And we're like, okay, let's go for a morning walk. Temperature outside, still not too bad. Let's go for a nice walk. We like walking together.
Leisurely stroll.
So we're walking up this path near my house where, you know, there's, you know, even at this time of day, especially in summer, there's a fair amount of people. A lot of people walking their dogs as they do. And about 2 miles into this walk, I'm walking and there's these two, I would say maybe 60-year-old women who are out there and they both have their dogs off their leash and their dogs are running around like wild, which I have no problem with fun dogs doing their thing. But
so you haven't told me the full details of this yet, but I assume based on your account of how much this rattled you, I would assume they're what, Dobermans or Rottweilers?
No,
or?
Actually, there's plenty. Like there's a guy who I think is, I don't know if he's a dog trainer, has three of the biggest boxers that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And those dogs are like, you ever seen like the Chinese army kicking the legs up?
Oh, just walking in step.
Dude, it's crazy. They are like literally in step right next to him in like the tightest formation. And he's got them off the leash. I've seen these dogs.
They're like fighter jets.
Dude, for real. The Blue Angels of dogs. And they're huge, but they're not intimidating, not scary. They're well behaved. This dude, I've never seen somebody command dogs as well as this guy.
So what sort of beasts were leashless in your neighborhood?
There was like a spaniel of some sort.
Oh.
And a
cocky spaniel.
A cocky spaniel, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yep.
Had a chip on its shoulder. And the other one was like a something with a chihuahua mix. Oh. It wasn't a chihuahua, but it was something.
Did you get almost attacked by the chihuahua?
So,
because we're just going to call it a chihuahua.
The spaniel runs up to me and starts like it's friendly enough, but it gets on like me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Runs up and but it's, you could tell this is like
it's
a
excitable
friendly dog, and yeah. I'm like, I have again no problem with that, and I'm like, okay, and we're just continuing to walk, like, hey, little buddy, and you know, we're continuing to walk, but then the chihuahua runs up and they're like, oh, he's friendly, and then immediately starts like nipping at us, and that's when I get mad. Because if your dog is off its leash and your dog is barking and nipping at somebody, oh, he's friendly. Oh, this seems like real friendly behavior.
And so you picked him up and punted him like Baxter?
Well, I was waiting for the dog to bite me, and then I would punt that dog as far as I could possibly punt a dog.
So he didn't actually bite you?
Was it a puppy?
No, it wasn't. It was an older dog, and it was nipping at us. And I'm like, I turned to the lady who's, he's real friendly. I'm like, sure seems like it. And, you know, like, cool.
Did she exchange words back with you, or was she apologetic?
She didn't apologize either. Ugh. And I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick here while we're out walking, but you're kind of forcing me to be.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mahoney, I think you should stop walking. Let me tell you why. Because the last couple times, I feel like it's not giving you, like, your woosah. It's not giving you your calm. You also had a story where there was a guy who just didn't appropriately meet you at the door and you threw his car keys that you found. Remember that story? You like threw his car keys like into the grass because he didn't come to the door.
Yeah, that guy was a dick though.
Yeah. But so I feel I'm getting enraged.
Yeah, like the number of things that you're encountering that send you into, I mean, first it was the pug.
Well, that pug's dead now.
It's now dead. It's deceased.
No, there's nothing wrong with meeting energy with deceased energy. Should I be a better person? Maybe, but I approach you with the same energy that you approach me. And if you're being a dick, which you are, if you've got a yappy ass nipping dog, that's like, last thing I want to do is like have to punt a dog, because I love dogs. But if a dog bites me, I'm kicking the hell out of you. Believe it.
It's a chihuahua. What damage is it going to do? Punch a hole in your sock?
I'm going to have to go get
rabies shots. Yeah.
And last thing I need, and again, you're like, oh, what kind of deal does that do? It just inconveniences me because you're too lazy to keep your dog on a leash or train them properly where they behave in a normal manner. This is not my fault.
I think we can all agree, but you have to find audibles to call. You can't just like freak out on the dog and punt it. You have to,
do it
the old-fashioned way. You have to assert dominance by urinating on the creature.
I should have urinated on the owner.
Yeah.